When you're lost in the darkness, look for The Pod. Specifically, the Prestige TV podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network, where we're breaking down every new episode of HBO's The Last of Us. On Sunday nights, grab your battery and join Van Lathan and Charles Holmes for an instant reaction to the latest episode.
Then head back to the QZ on Tuesdays for a deep dive with Joanna Robinson and Mallory Rubin. From character arcs to video game adaptation choices, story themes to needle drops, we'll parse every inch of this cordyceps-coded universe. Watch out for mouth tendrils and follow along on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. Welcome to Bachelor Party, the final installment of our Love Island UK Season 3 rewatch slash watch. Callie, it's over. Which, this finale, I've got a lot of complaints.
Well, you've only watched one other finale.
Yeah.
I would say every finale is like this. They're all bad.
It's such a poor use of time. It's just like...
Well, it's because no one really cares about the $50,000. So you just really want to know who wins. And you just... I like fast forward till the win.
Yeah.
And I don't need to see anyone doing dancing lessons. I don't care.
Okay. There is one thing really important that happened in the finale that I was glad about because we didn't cover it previously. At the finale, Chris and Liv are reunited with their fake baby, and we didn't talk about baby day. And the only one that's really worth talking about is Chris and his relationship with his fake son, Cash Hughes. Cash Hughes. This happens to me often after a Bachelor season where I just get like really focused on one person and then I'm completely obsessed with them for like a month and then I move on. And I'm now in that phase with Chris Hughes. I'm so obsessed with him. I just like love him. And I thought he was so funny with that stupid fucking baby. And Cash Hughes is so funny. Oh my God.
Not to mention when I was watching the show, I was like, oh my God, Julia is going to have a heyday with me and Chris naming our children the same thing.
Yes, I asked you if it was too late to name your to change your son's name to Cash Hughes Curry.
I love that Liv went along with it.
Me too. Oh my God.
Also, by the way, he like took the challenge seriously.
Yeah, he was really cute with the baby. It made me like him even more. It was so, it was pretty weird, but like compared to Sam, who just like ignored the doll. I will say, I think we didn't talk about baby day before because the sounds of the fake baby cries
so
are
annoying.
Awful. I'm just like, please make it stop.
Well, like also like I have to hear it in my real world.
Yeah.
So like my mom used to complain all the time, which is so funny because now I get it. She hated when I used to watch Rugrats when I was little. And like she would ask me to watch any other show. Like she's like, please, please. Like she hated that show so much. And now I'm like, right, because you didn't want to hear the freaking babies in the background when you have babies in your real life.
Yeah. And also, like, the fake sound is so grating. It's awful.
It's worse than an actual baby cry.
Yeah, way worse. Like, also, you have some, you can impact that in some way, hopefully, over time. This is just, like, unbearable. But
yeah.
We didn't even say it. Amber and Cam win. Chris and Liv come in third.
Mm-hmm.
A surprise? Is it a surprise that Marcel and Gabby are fourth and Jamie and Camilla come in second?
No, because Jamie and Camilla seem like a real relationship.
Which they sure are.
Yeah, they are. But like even watching them, like him not getting mad about the lie detector and like the way they were treating each other was like, this is a real life thing.
Yeah, I know. So sweet.
I think the lie detector test and all of that thing really set Gabby back.
Yeah, it doomed her and Marcel. And it's pretty hard to believe. So, Callie, what happened to Marcel and Gabby after the show?
Do you know anything?
No, nothing.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny that you're asking me about them first. They dated for a little bit less than a year.
Wow, that's long though.
Mm-hmm. They went on vacation. And okay. Marcel cheated on Gabby with another girl in another hotel room while they were on vacation together.
On vacation?
Supposedly.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's the amount of up.
The amount of DMs I got.
Wow.
Being like, I can't believe you're in such support of Marcel when this happened. It was over and over and over again, but I couldn't switch up because then you might think something. And I still love Marcel. I think he just made a really, really bad mistake.
Oh my God. Apparently he admitted to it. I'm Googling this stuff in real time as we discuss it.
Yeah, he admitted to it.
I made a mistake.
I don't know if he admitted to the logistics of it, but he did admit to cheating on her.
Wow, that's really fucked up. Mm-hmm. It happened in Mexico. I knew that she wasn't married.
Who, Gabby?
Yeah.
Remember? Okay, so Gabby is still not married.
Okay.
Marcel just got married. He married an influencer and he has, I think, one kid.
I know that him and Jamie have a dad pod together.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Two dads. Like, and Marcel was at their wedding, which is pretty cute. I think ultimately I'm still Team Marcel. He made a mistake. I hate cheaters, but I don't know. He fucked up.
I know,
up.
It's really hard. Like, he was just so great on the show. I also just don't think him and Gabby were right for each other.
Me neither. Definitely not right. Here's a quote from Marcel's rep at the time. Marcel can't really defend his actions as he knows what he did was wrong and will regret it forever. Marcel is upset that he broke the heart of someone he loves and someone that he shared so many special moments with, but all the good times there... With all the good times, there are difficult times, and sadly, Marcel and Gabby had been in a bad place at this stage. Wow, that's upsetting. It's okay, Marcel.
Yeah. Gabby is now a fitness influencer.
We saw that coming, right? She basically was when she went on the show, I feel like.
Please look at her Instagram.
Okay. This is really fun. Wow. I'm having a great time already. I hope everyone is listening as well. A little bit, leave it. What's her last name?
Ooh. I don't know.
Is it Gabby Dawn Allen? Yes, it is.
Okay. I was like, sure.
She looks pretty different.
Yeah.
How I Got My Happy Body. She looks good. Did she get... Oh, my God. She's like a bodybuilder. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She looks so different when she smiles in particular.
Yeah. It's something with her... Well, this sounds bad. I was going to say something with her face, but she looks way different.
Oh, no. All right. Well, if she's happy and healthy, I guess it's all that matters. But sheesh. Okay. Jamie and Camilla, they're married. Cool.
Yeah, I didn't really do any intel on them. They're married. They're influencers.
They seem happy.
And Camilla wrote a book.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Amber and Kem.
Yes. What happens with them?
So Kem goes on a ton of reality shows. He goes on like Master Chef.
What?
I think there was like a dancing one, like a bunch of different ones. He does well on all of them. Like he places in the top five, I think, in all of them, or maybe it's top eight.
Wow.
He also does a ton of interviews about mental health.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's definitely one of his like the pillars of Kem. It's definitely one of his pillars.
Interesting. Like
he talks about his struggles with mental health.
Huh.
And like the importance of addressing it and all of that.
Did that happen because of Love Island or?
I would imagine, yes.
Interesting.
I remember him doing this talk show where he like goes on and talks about it. And it was like post Love Island. I think he probably struggled pre Love Island because like even like after knowing that and rewatching this season, mm-hmm. he says a few things like how his mom says he's a lot to handle and like all this, all like there was just like little comments here and there or like not him not being himself makes me believe he probably struggled with mental health before going on Love Island. And I would say Love Island's probably like the worst thing to do in that instance.
Yeah, definitely.
So it probably exacerbated any issues that he was dealing with.
I did see that Kem has like a number of like line, like grooming lines and like fashion for Primark. And
yes, he does. He also has a restaurant, supposedly.
A restaurant? Wow.
As of last year, he still had a restaurant in Essex.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, I just like, the level of fame that these people went on to is really, it's kind of reminds me of Jersey Shore. I mean, it's not quite as big, but it's from what I can tell.
I feel like it was just as big.
Jersey Shore was really huge. Like really.
Well, I guess those people like made money for the rest of their lives off that show.
Yeah. For the rest of their lives. Like there had never been anything like it. Like it was.
Also, they keep just being like, let's make another season.
Yeah. Because like, people it's still on right now. Care. Yeah, I know. It's still
they
on.
They took like a 5-year break and people were still like, we want it.
Sammy's still coming back. And I'm going to be honest. I'm excited. I know.
Have you watched it?
No. I remember the first season.
I've watched it like here and there.
I watched the first season of Family Vacation and I was into it, but I haven't kept up with it. But I mean, so I think their level of fame, like the situation and Pauly D were kind of like Chris and Kem before Chris and Kem in some ways. I mean, Vinny and Pauly D, sorry. But like...
Yes, Vinny and Pauly D, but all three of those guys got to a crazy yeah. level of fame.
Yeah, and it's got to fuck you up. And also, like, I think that's one of the reasons I noticed that, like, Kem has new teeth. Like, they all, I feel like Chris got some fillers. Like,
yeah.
They all just, like, did stuff to themselves because they were put under the microscope in a way that, like, they probably never could have expected. There's so much reality TV in the UK, and, like, this just really, really took off. So it's got to
be. I feel like Marcel looks the same.
What'd you say?
Marcel.
Well, he also like obviously has
was
a different
famous before.
Yeah, he's a different relationship to like attention.
Yeah. That's a fair point. To your point though, my friend became friends with Vinny and I was always like, that is just like so weird because like he's so famous now.
Yeah. He's so famous.
Yeah. Just think Pauly D is still DJing in Vegas to like sell out crowds. Still.
Yeah, I know. I know. The Jersey Shore is one of a kind. It never will be repeated. It never has been. Like, it's just completely unto itself, its own thing. And I think it is, this is like probably like 10% at most of that. And it still must be so hard to handle. I can't imagine.
I think that is what every other reality show is trying to strike.
Yes.
For.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like, Vanderpump Rules, I like worry about Ariana. It's just like, she's getting so much attention from this. I mean, Sandoval and Raquel are getting a lot of negative attention. So obviously, like, that can't be great. But, like, just focusing on Ariana, she's, like, become super famous. People love her so much. And I don't think people will turn against her. But, like, it'll die down. It's kind of like, you know, when you're grieving, like, people come to the funeral and, like, you're surrounded by a lot of attention. And kind of, like, it's like a cushion. And then afterwards, it's like, when you have to, like, kind of, like, reality sets in. I feel like that will happen to Ariana, where like people will stop being obsessed with her. They'll stop being details on Scandoval. And it's just like, then what? Like, I feel like the come down after the immediate attention's got to be so hard. I think hopefully because she's in the limelight for a while, it'll be different. But it's just dealing with fame is hard.
You know why I think it'll be different?
Why?
Which I think all of your concerns are valid. Based on what we've seen, she has an amazing group of friends.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, her relationship with Sheena is really touching. I'm like happy they have each other.
I mean, Sheena, and then like even some of her other friends, like she said, she had friends rotate to make sure she wasn't sleeping by herself for a while. Like, I have really great friends, but that's asking for a lot.
I know.
Of people.
I know. I do think there's something to like friend groups that form in LA specifically because so many people move there without family. Like places that people move to that they're not from. I think that happens. But
that's a good point.
Okay, let's keep going. So Amber and Kem, how long do they date for?
Not very long. I think they lasted 5 months. Yep, 5 months they broke up after the show.
Damn. Okay.
Amber has been linked to a few celebs.
Oh, like who?
No one that you would know.
How do you
like,
know?
I can look it up, but I saw their names, looked them up, and I was like, I have no idea who these people are.
Okay.
But she did get her dream. She is now acting on stage in a few plays.
Oh my God. Congrats, Amber.
One of them being Bring It On.
I can't imagine she's a good... You know what she looks like? She kind of looks like Eliza Dushku, a tiny bit. I could see her being a bad actress. I do not believe she would be good at it. She's just not that smart.
But I feel like it's different on stage. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you overact in Broadway. I could see her overacting.
That's true. Maybe she could do that.
Not that it's Broadway, but I don't know what it's called in
the
London.
West End. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know. I don't even know if she's there, but she is on stage.
I think she is. Once I saw that they won, I lightly looked into her, but not that much. She also was at Liv's wedding over the weekend.
And now she's had a boyfriend for 3+ years and has been in interviews saying that she hopes they get married.
Wow. Okay. I mean, she's still only like, what, 27? I think she was 20 on the show. So she's like 26, yeah. 27. It's crazy. Crazy. What about Montana? What's she up to? Obviously, her and Alex didn't last. I have no doubt about that.
They did not last, and she is now pregnant, currently.
Oh, shit. Congrats, Mon. Money Mon.
Can you go to her Instagram? I cannot tell if it's pregnancy or if she looks different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm pulling it up. Montana Brown, right? Here she is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's very pregnant. Oh, no. She got cheek implants.
Okay. I was like, is she... So, to your point... Montana was another one who was beautiful on the show. I think it's just really hard coming out. And like, especially this was a few years ago, at this point, like people were commenting on like everything about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think she got cheek implants, but I think she also does her makeup contouring in a really, really aggressive way. I don't know how to do that, but just scrolling through, because like sometimes... It's a little different, but she definitely got cheek implants because when she's not wearing makeup, you can still see it's like affects her eyes.
And she's got to be due soon
because
she announced
really
in December.
Pregnant. Who's the father?
Her boyfriend.
Okay.
Mark O'Connor.
What does
she
do?
In some pictures. No clue.
Okay. What about Johnny? What happened to Johnny?
Oh my gosh. So Johnny is in a relationship with another influencer. He's basically an influencer. And his Instagram feed is nuts. It is vacation after vacation after vacation. I'm like, it is confusing. Like,
who wants
crazy,
that?
Crazy.
Who would
crazy,
pay him to do anything? Johnny Mitchell?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Crazy vacations.
He lives in Bali and Dubai. Jesus.
Do you see his thing? They're like, they're not like he's at like a podunk beach. He's like in a yurt over an elephant who serves him breakfast every morning.
Gotta say,
elephant does. I mean, that's what it seems like.
I still despise him, but he looks pretty good.
Yeah, he does look good.
In the least, like, in unnatural so far.
Also,
okay.
Johnny, I'm not really sure what the business is, but him and Sam are in business together.
What?
Which is also confusing because... I would not guess that Sam would be the brightest bulb, but it looks like Sam has a very good business and his business has something to do with like construction based on what I could tell.
His profile says multiple business owner, international property developer. Sam has the whitest veneers I think I've ever seen. Maybe it's because he's so tan. My God. All the cosmetic
But he
work,
looks like he's doing well too.
Yeah, he's definitely
like
thriving.
Money-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you have guessed that?
No, never. Absolutely not.
He would have been bottom of the list for me.
Absolutely. He seems really dumb.
By the way, maybe Johnny too. Like they would not be who I think are making the most money right now.
I think they're like in Bali together. Oh my God. Yeah, he builds villas in like these destinations. I think he built some villas in.
And then what's Johnny's part in it?
Oh, you know what they do? They make villas like in Love Island. They do it together. LV Island Villas. That's an LV's like, I bet.
Yeah, like, that's what it's called. But like what Love Island doesn't use them. So what do you mean? He just makes like Love Island Villas that you can go stay in?
I think they just make like luxury houses like on vacation. And this one in Bali looks really fucking nice.
All of them look nice.
Wow.
Great idea, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to Google his net worth. That's wild.
Would that come up?
Let's see. Google says... It says 5 million. I bet it's more. Oh, no. This one says 24 million.
What? Johnny or Sam?
Sam.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
I
that's
know.
That's crazy.
Who knows if it's true? Have you ever Googled your own net worth to see what it says versus what it is in reality?
No, let's see.
I feel like it's a pretty weird thing to ask you to do on the spot, but.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
I don't want you to tell me, obviously, but you can just tell me if it's, well, I don't know.
It's definitely not correct.
Okay. Well, everyone now knows that. Don't trust the internet. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
Let's talk about Liv and Chris. How long did Liv and Chris last?
Liv and Chris? 7 months.
Honestly, that's longer than I would have guessed, given the amount that they fight.
Yeah, I would have expected a week max. On that.
I saw that she said that her relationship with Chris made her realize that she was still into the guy that she's now married to. But I don't really believe that. That seems convenient. Because she met that guy before she met Chris.
I mean, I have no idea. Liv seemed in a very toxic place when she came on Love Island. So if she was with him beforehand, I'm like, is that how y'all's relationship was? Do you know what I mean?
I just gotta say, her man, not hot. It's a real trade down from the great Chris Hughes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a trade down from Chris and Mike.
Definitely. Sheesh. Wow.
But we all know what her ultimate goal in life was.
To be chatty, to be rich.
And I don't know how rich she is, but she has money. She's comfortable.
Like she's on a ton of TV, like a ton.
That can't make you, like, do you see how she dresses?
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. It's I don't understand. And she's had so much work done too, which is also
expensive. It's a super, super expensive
lifestyle.
Wardrobe. Mm. Yeah.
Balenciaga.
So obviously people DM'd both Juliet and I and told us that Chris and Kem did have a song. It didn't do as well as I thought it would.
A little bit Leave It.
It's 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 got about 6 million views, and I don't think it's over a million on Spotify, but it was a little early for, maybe not in the UK. I asked our booker, her name's Kat, to please try and book Chris and Kem on this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it'll happen, but like, can't think of anything I want more at this stage of my life than to talk to them together.
That would make me so happy.
Me too. Me too, Callie. I just like, I'm so obsessed with them. They're just they're a friendship for the ages. Also, someone DM'd me to say that you were wrong, that even though there's no grid pick, they like posted stories together recently. So that's nice.
Oh, good to know. Honestly, thank you, whoever DM'd. That probably lowers my blood pressure a little bit.
Keeps you
no
happy.
No longer worried about those two.
So I got a lot of responses about what's the deal with Romford. And Romford is like, apparently, like bottom of the barrel Essex, but it was like rezoned to be a part of London. So it's kind of like in between the two and very all the stereotypes about Essex where like the lashes are long and the skirts are short and the tans are orange and things like that. And I guess Kemb brought it up a lot in the beginning of the season. Plus, I guess like people from Romford think it's a big deal, but it's not. So still kind of unclear. And nobody
would you compare that to in the US?
Like probably like being from somewhere in like Jersey or something like that. Or
Interesting.
Essex is very specific to like a UK thing, but I do think there's like, I think the Jersey, maybe I'm saying that because they made a Geordie Shore based on Jersey Shore, but still, I think it's like being obsessed with your hometown when you're like from somewhere in Jersey. That's the best I can come up with. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows?
I'll take it. Also, little bit, leave it.
There's not a lot of clear definitions. I would say it's summed up to be like the ick, basically.
I had some people DM me and they were saying that it means there's a little bit about you that I would like to leave alone.
Okay, interesting. Here's some of the other responses I got. A turnoff or the 2017 version of the ick. It's difficult to know without the context, but it's a bit like enough already. Not so good. Usually in the context of attractiveness. English husband doesn't know what it means.
Okay.
Who are you? Is it taunting football chant?
Oh, wait. So I got, who are you? Who are you? Is in response to when people win in the UK, they play, we are the champions.
Oh.
So then after they play that, they say, who are you? We are the champions. Who are you?
Oh, I see.
Makes a lot more sense.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion about leave it a little bit. So a little bit leave it, excuse me.
A little bit leave it.
The song, I think, is good. I'm going to listen to it again. However,
it's not bad, for sure. Not bad.
My first response was, this reminds me of the MTV fake boy band Together. It's like a fake grime duo.
So you texted that to me, but I have no idea who Together is.
Oh my God. You, plus sign, me, equal sign, us. I know my calculus. It says you plus me equals us. You don't know that song?
No, never heard that.
Oh, you're just a tad too young. It was a thing, like at the peak.
When was it?
Like 2000.
Okay.
I'll send you a song. It was like very catchy and like a good fake boy band song. We'll play a snippet of it.
I was 10 for the majority of 2000.
I know my calculus. It says you plus me equals us. You don't know that at all?
I feel like I've heard it. For okay. sure, maybe.
It's very similar to A Little Bit Leave It, of like cheesy guys trying to do this popular thing. But that said, I like it. That's the most Jersey Shore thing about Chris and Kem, is like releasing a track like this.
Well, I like a lot of cheesy bands. I also like A Little Bit Leave It, but I don't know if I'm like it because I just finished watching the season, so I'm really into anything they do. I'm a big boy band fan.
Me too.
Went to NSYNC concert, went to Backstreet Boys concert, loved 98 Degrees, loved LFO.
Some girls like Abercrombie and Fitch. 98 Degrees was my first concert ever.
Oh, Savage Garden too. Remember them?
Yeah, of course. Backstreet Boys, I have seen in concert like 7 times, maybe more, including 3 times within the last 5 years. So there's that.
I think Backstreet Boys was my first concert and they threw roses out and I caught one.
Wow, that's really amazing. There's a
unfortunately
video
I caught it from AJ and he wasn't my fave, but it's fine, I'll take it.
Who's your fave?
At the time? JC maybe?
Who?
JC?
He's in NSYNC. Oh, that's NSYNC? So rude. Oh my God, Callie. Jesus.
Oy.
For me,
who's
it's in
always Backstreet Boys?
Nick, Brian, AJ, Howie, and Kevin. For me, it's always been Nick.
Oh, Nick.
But having, first of all, gone to their concert very recently, including last year at the Hollywood Bowl, and having met them, Kevin is by far the hottest Backstreet man. Like, there's nothing.
Oh.
He is very hot. He just emanates sexual energy. He's very calm. He's like the kind of leader of the group emotionally. Very into him.
Okay.
He's also a good dancer. They're still doing it. They're still fucking crushing it.
I know.
30 years later. I saw it's them at the crazy. Hollywood Bowl last year and I loved it.
Was it sold out?
Yeah, I lost my fucking mind. I loved it.
I mean, to be honest, I would go if they played in my city.
Yeah, it was so much like, fun.
If I could, first of all, we're getting very off topic, but if I could pick any band, if I could pick any old school thing to go see, mm-hmm. who would it be for you?
I've never been to a Mariah Carey show and I'd really like to go, but I would rather see Mariah Carey like from like 15 years ago or like 20 years ago than now. But I think still I'd have to pick her because I love her and I've never been to a show.
I saw Mariah Carey in concert when I was in college. So probably like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good, but she doesn't move.
Right.
How could you not say? I would fly to a different country if the Spice Girls did a reunion tour.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. That'd be awesome. Spice Girls would be really fun. I think a Destiny's Child reunion. I mean, I haven't been to a Beyonce show. That's not true. I went to saw Beyonce at the Rose Bowl, but I would like love a Destiny's Child.
Oh, Beyonce, Jay-Z?
No, it was just her. It was for Lemonade, I think. When she had like the pool on stage or whatever, you know, for the song that she does.
I did not like Lemonade.
It was fun though. I mean, the Rose Bowl is cool, but yeah. I mean,
Beyonce is the best performer I've probably ever seen in my life. I've seen her like five times, but she's insane how good she is.
Yeah, I have to say, obviously, I wouldn't go to his show anymore, but I've seen Kanye in concert several times and his stage presence is unbelievable. He commands...
Great. It's a great.
It's unbelievable the way he commands attention and the energy and he's like a really captivating performer.
I saw Pablo twice because I had so much fun the first time and I did the mosh pit.
Oh, wow.
And I got elbowed really hard in the back and that was it for me. I pieced. Awful. I was like, all right, I experienced it. I'm now going to the sidelines.
I didn't go to that show, but I went to like, I was an early fan. So like I went to College Dropout. I went to graduation. Mm-hmm. I went to late registration. Like I went to all of those.
Also Watch the Throne was amazing.
Yeah. Like it was really, he's an amazing performer, but mm-hmm. I would no longer patronize his concerts.
I don't know if I'll have another one, but he was awesome.
We've gone really far afield from Love Island. What else has happened? Any other scandals? Anything else major about these people?
Let me see if I have any other.
What happened with Tyla? Notes. Jade wants to know, and I want to know too.
Oh, that's a good question. By the way, so everyone knows, I thought we were recording this tomorrow. So my research is not as deep as I would have liked.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, Tyla Carr. Oh, she has started a career on Instagram. She has a little bit over 300,000 followers, which is on the lower side. Most of these people have over a million.
Oh, yeah. She's got kids.
Yep, and she's a mom. Mm-hmm.
And she's pregnant again, I think. Oh, no, she's not. I take it back. She looks the same.
Jeez Louise. She split from the father of her first.
She looks a lot the same. She looks like she has the least amount of work done of these people so far.
For sure. She didn't seem like she had work done at all when I looked at her page.
Yeah, she looks...
You know who else looks a lot... Or, you know, what we didn't talk about is, well, we did already, but Dom and Jess.
Right.
Instagram couple, still together, two kids. They look like they're doing well.
They seem happy. Just going back to the show for a second, did you like anyone's parents in particular?
Oh, good question.
I thought a lot of them seemed sweet. I think Marcel's family seemed really lovely.
I think they all seemed, there was no one that I was like, ugh. Usually there's someone who comes in and they're like, I'm not too sure about you.
Yeah.
It did seem that even though they were very nice, I'm not sure if Chris's family loved Liv.
Yeah. I mean, could you love her based on what you saw on the TV? She's like,
No. Totally understandable why they didn't, but you could sense that there was a little from his mom.
Yeah. She was like a little bit leave it to Liv.
A little bit leave it. Oh, do you remember Harley from the beginning?
Yes. Vaguely.
He is also a full bodybuilder. Like full. Please go to his page. Harley Judge.
I can like barely recall him, but yeah. What about Chloe? Did she ever pop up in the world?
So Chloe is an influencer. She also only has like a little bit over 300,000. I think Kem has the most, if I'm correct. And she has a baby. But she has not revealed who the baby's father is.
Harley's body is revolting to me. This is, his thighs are like...
Is it not crazy? You can't even tell it's him.
That's fucking nuts. Was he in Casa?
No, he was on the OG.
Original, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right? That's crazy.
Do you remember what he looked like though?
Yeah, I do. He's unrecognizable.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
Wow. No thanks on that. That is really wild. What do you think Camilla's done to her face? She looks different. I can't really put my finger on
it. I know,
but
do you think she got work done?
I don't know. She just, it's less like new Instagram face. It's just, she looks different. Maybe it's just makeup. I mean, I like her hair shorter and healthier and this color. It looks really nice as I've been so fixated on her hair. They seem great in general. Jamie's so hot. Of everyone, like, most attractive person from this, like, at this current state, just looks alone, I would say it's Jamie. I think he looks fantastic. Love his gray beard. And
I mean, he just looks like a normal hot dad.
Yeah. And it's hot. It's but, working
do you
for
like
him
because he's, he also seems attainable because of that?
Probably.
And not also because, I mean, if he wasn't married, obviously he's married, but.
Also, I loved him. I really like him on the show. I mean, Chris is my first love, but Jamie, like, being emotionally stable, wise, and, like, interested in learning and reading is, like, incredibly hot. So, love it.
Yeah, I think Kem, I'm looking up all the followers right now. I think Kem has the most.
Chris is like an ITV horse racing commentator.
He has 2.2 million. Olivia Atwood has 2 million. Kem has 2.8 million.
What about Amber?
I feel like Kem still follows Amber, by the way.
That's nice.
I Amber feel like, Davies has 1.3. So yeah, wow. Kem has the most. And then just so we know, just to compare it, Polly D has how many fans?
25.
How many followers?
25 million.
I thought it was going to be that, but it's 5.
Okay. That's still a lot.
Let's see. Vinny has, sorry for the,
no problem.
Vinny has 4.4.
I mean, Vinny's still on TV. He's on Dancing with the Stars with Gabby from The Bachelorette.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah, that's true. Situation has 3.3. Yeah. Oh, Snooki. That's who we should have looked
up. And JWoww. Yeah.
Snooki has, wow. Snooki only almost has 17 million.
Oh my God.
That is insane. Wow.
What about JWoww?
I'm looking her up. Oh, she only has 7.9. I mean, that's a lot, but.
Wow, Snooki's so much more popular than everyone else. Interesting. That,
well, I think everyone knows who Snooki is, right?
Yeah, because her name is Snooki.
Yeah. She was also like the star of the show.
Yeah, she was
she
so
made the
funny.
Show. She made the show popular, truly.
I do.
All of it together was great, but she was kind of the one that.
I think Mike, the situation did as well, because him saying in the beginning, we got a situation, and like referring to his abs as a situation was so outlandish and so funny. I mean, I do think that this, I obviously didn't watch it in real
and
time.
And GTL.
Yeah, GTL, exactly. Like this, I do think Jersey Shore is the best comp I can come up with for the like the cast vibe and lingo of the season of Love Island. Because like there's like Liv and Chris are the Sam and Ron. And like I could imagine a letter be happening or something that if they continued to date. Like I just think there's a lot of parallels. I would definitely choose, I mean, Sam and Ron's more toxic, but that's because Chris is a more evolved being than Ronnie. I'm going to miss these people. Thank you for this update. We're taking next week off. Following week, we're going to do deep dive into the men of charity season to prepare for the next season of The Bachelorette. And one of my colleagues told me this season of Love Island, season 10, is only 5 days behind the UK versus 2 weeks. So,
are you kidding me?
That's what I heard. So we can start watching soon.
Oh,
on Hulu.
My goodness. I need to tell my Love Island group chat.
Thank you all so much for coming along on this journey. I know that it wasn't The Bachelor, and maybe not all of you did, but we got a lot of really nice messages about people enjoying these pods. And I'm so glad that you did. It was really fun for us as well. We'll definitely keep watching Love Island. And I think we'll do season 5 next time we get a lull in The Bachelor season.
And we also need to do season 2.
In season 2. Maybe we'll do 2 first because you haven't seen that. But
but 5 is great. And I want you to be in love with the people that I'm in love with on season 5. But I'm so happy that we have so many more Love Island watchers. I've gotten so many people that are like, thank you for making me watch the show.
I know. Seriously. It's been, Callie, thank you. You got us all here. And it really has been so fun watching along together and with the pod. So thank you to Jade Whaley and Ashley Smith, our producers. We'll be back on Monday, the 19th. And we'll pre-record that because that's a holiday, Juneteenth. Thanks very much, everyone. Have a great weekend and a little bit leave it.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.